Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's OMF on EEI.
All right, back here on OMF, we may have a slightly better idea of what Danny Ainge might be doing here 2 days from now. We'll get to that in a couple minutes because we got a big deal right now. Big deal or no big deal?
We do? I missed this one?
Field Yates has done it for us. We have been waiting now for, what, a week and a half for Trent Brown's details to the contract, and Field Yates has it. So here we go, gentlemen. Trent Brown's deal with the Patriots, the base salary is $6.5 million fully guaranteed. Mm. Higher than what you thought or lower?
I thought that that's what he would make with all the incentives, so definitely lower for me.
Me too.
Yeah.
6.5 fully guaranteed. Now he gets per-game roster bonuses up to $2
million. Jesus.
You called this one, Christian, weight incentives.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's only 500 grand.
500K. Playing time incentives, another $1 million. Based on 90% playing time. And a Pro Bowl, another $1 million. So there it is, 6.5 fully guaranteed. And then it really is, he's got to show up on Sunday, and I guess he's got to keep his weight down.
Yeah, so I usually with these things, with these weight incentives, there's usually a penalty, but if you're overweight, we take money away.
Ooh.
That to me, well, maybe that's
in the fine print. And
it's a lot more money than I thought it was going to be.
Me too.
A lot more money. I mean, because base fully guaranteed, so cap's what, 6.5, right? Because all the other stuff's incentives.
Yes.
But, you know, the Pro Bowl of $1 million, I mean, if you bring in Trent Brown to be your starting tackle, well, right, I would assume, right tackle? And he plays for you, I mean, that's $10 million is easily attainable. You know, $2 million in roster bonus per game. So if he plays every game, that's 8.5. You know, if his playing time's 90%, if he's just starting right tackle, he might get hurt. He might miss that one. Weight incentives, hopefully he hits that. So you're talking about $9 million. I mean, it's upwards into $8 to $9 million is going to end up costing you for this guy.
Yeah, I think the one that surprises me a little bit is he doesn't have to do anything and he gets $6.5 million.
Well, listen, he's got to be on that opening day roster.
Yes.
So, right? Because that's the...
I would think that would be part of it.
And they gave Andrews how much?
Wait, hold...
Andrews' base salary in the first year... Yeah. But his base salary in the first year is, what, $1 million?
Yeah, but he gets, you know, like, I think 2 and 8, basically, gets like is guaranteed.
Four, so, how, yeah. so four. You know, how
four
pricey...
4.5, I think, first year.
How pricey is this offensive line? Because beforehand, it was... Trent Brown didn't know the contract. Isaiah Wynn,
not much.
Joe Tooney, David Andrews, Shaq Mason, and Onwenu, or one of the, some sort of. Oh, and Trent Brown. Sorry,
not much.
So
though.
No,
because
but
of the
additionally,
Tooney salary is out.
So they've significantly dropped the price of that offensive line.
Cannon's gone. That was a big hit.
Cannon, yeah, that's Tooney's the other one.
Was a big hit. Mm-hmm. So now it's if it's going to be Wynn or Onwenu, Andrews wasn't much money at all.
No, cheap money.
Shaq Mason's the most expensive guy right now. And then you got this guy, probably right tackle, making this.
Yeah, and Trent Brown was being paid by the Raiders as a left tackle because they thought he was going to be that, and then they moved him over to the right side. So he was vastly overpaid there. I have more Patriot news. If
you
want to hear this.
Sure.
Yeah. Bill has waived the player.
Uh-oh.
Yep, he has waived kicker. Justin Rohrwasser.
Oh, that was fun.
Was that 1 year? Fifth round draft pick, right?
Yeah. Nobody saw that coming.
Boy, I tell you, with that tattoo caught
everybody
up to
loved
him.
That pick the minute it happened.
Oh, yeah.
Redneck kid Blankenship, who's the best kicker in the country, who kicked well for Indy. Nah, we're going to go off the board.
So wait, hold on.
Some big games at Marshall.
This guy doesn't he? So what is it? What is it more of? Is it the tattoo that he had? The whole thing that he got to get removed? Or they literally got him into camp, started doing kicks on air, and he was whiffing everything left and hooking it and slicing it? Is that what he was doing?
They said he could kick it a mile. He just couldn't get it straight. Right. He couldn't get it straight.
So they re-signed Nick Falk, so the kind of the writing was on the wall. I thought, do they keep this kid around? But I guess they still got that guy, Roberto Aguayo.
Yes.
So now you got Aguayo and Aguilar. No, not so much.
We'll get there.
Aguilar. Aguilar and Aguayo.
This one's hard.
He's gone. We don't have to worry about him anymore.
Too many R's in there.
Which is surprising. I think when they drafted that kid in the fifth round, everybody thought this kid's going to make it.
I wonder how much that affected him, guys, in the first week with that tattoo. When people saw that tattoo, and then he was like a mess.
I think it had
that.
A lot to do with
it. He probably lost total confidence.
Well, if he can't handle that, I don't think he can handle kicking with like seconds to go in a game.
Yeah, but I do. I'm just going to kind of hijack this a little bit.
Oh, no.
Okay, because earlier in the show, blame Tyler for this. He's the one giving me all these stupid printouts. Okay, earlier in the show, we had this discussion comparing Trevor Lawrence and Mac Jones.
Yeah.
As far as the school they went to, the awards they won, the records they broke at their school, it's a very similar set of circumstances, the players, the coaches that coach them, everything, the importance of football, blah, 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 blah. And so my thing is like, I don't see what the big difference is. And one of the issues, well, he can't run. He can't do this. He's a statue back there. So he had his pro day at Alabama. And here are some of his numbers.
Which are surprising.
Very surprising. I think it actually defends my case as far as it's better than we think it is. It says, who is this? Connie Carberg?
Sure.
Okay, sure.
I think she was the first female scout in the NFL ever.
It says Connie Scouts.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Her and Lazar.
It says Mac Jones vertical at 32. So Mac Jones jumps as a 32-inch vertical, which beat Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, and Patrick Mahomes. And only a half inch less than guess who? Deshaun Watson. Let me see. His 40 time. Faster than Mahomes. Baker Darnold at 4.79. Haven't seen hand size yet. Josh Allen was huge, 4.75. Justin Herbert's 36-inch vert and 4.68. It was amazing. Lamar Burrow didn't test. So, guys, I think when you look at just at him with his shirt off, I can easily see you being distracted by this guy's ability to be athletic.
I would say that this
But he's better than the other guys that we've mentioned.
Because Baker Mayfield, right? A higher vertical than Mayfield and a faster 40. If you look at Baker Mayfield, it's a guy that kind of moves around a little bit.
Sure.
Right?
Quick.
Yeah.
So
and he's got a higher vert and a faster 40? Faster
and I would
40
tell you,
than Mahomes?
I would say he's probably a
and Mahomes
better
isn't
thrower.
Fast. He's just
crafty.
Crafty. He's so open space he takes off, but he's not fast.
So this will get teams all excited. And
yeah, it will.
Are we going to end up with five quarterbacks being the first five picks in this year's draft?
I tell you what, that right there alone, I would think, helps him out a ton.
Sure it does.
A ton. But,
sure
I mean, that, I'm still
confused.
Because
there's an overreaction by teams.
Because we did have his trainer on, and he's like, no. So, he is what he is.
So you guys think Josh Allen is a runner. Am I reading this right? Is that so Josh Allen ran a 4.75?
Yeah.
Okay, he was the leading rusher in the NFL as a quarterback like his first year.
And this guy ran a 4.79.
He ran a 4, which is basically there is no difference. You are running stride for stride. There is absolutely no difference. And that is my point. So now, he goes out and he proves it at the Senior Bowl. He's smart. He proves it at the combine, their testing day, because they don't have a combine this year, that his measurables are just as good as any of these other guys that were supposedly more athletic than him.
But I am confused because we did have the guy, his trainer, his personal quarterback
trainer
coach.
Trainer didn't sound that way, Lou.
Hold on, Denny Thompson, right? Denny Thompson.
That's right, His quarterback coach.
When we asked him about it, like, is he sort of sneaky athletic? Is he more athletic than maybe people have given him credit for? This is what he said.
No. I saw somebody the other day talk about he's sneaky athletic. He's as athletic as we all think he is.
And these numbers say that's not true.
Well, hold on. He's not as athletic as Mahomes. I would say Baker Mayfield probably
faster.
But here's the thing. Darnold, like, when did Sam Darnold become this, you know, escape artist inside the pocket? Like, the guy was drafted high.
No, but I'm just saying, like, when you have a higher vertical leap than some of these guys, like, to me, Baker Mayfield's, you know, he just runs around a little bit. He's faster than Mayfield. He's got a higher vertical. Josh Allen, who we look at as a very good running quarterback, ran a 4.75. He ran a 4.79. Like you said, that's the same.
It's exactly the same. So when we were watching, Glenn, we were watching Mac Jones Pro Day on the NFL Network, and Lou and I were talking, I was like, what do you actually look at? Like, how do you judge if a guy is better than the other guy?
That's what I was saying to you, because I was like, you know, it was kind of like, remember when people like, hey, check out Tim Tebow swing in a cage, and I'm like, okay, it's in a cage. So, but you know, and it was good, you know, for a guy that never, you know, wasn't playing. But I'm watching Mac Jones, and there's nobody covering anybody. And I just asked Christian, I'm like, so what do I look for? Like, what would you look for? You know, and I don't know, they'd had to move a little bit, but not much. Like, Trevor Lawrence, when I saw him, they rolled right, they rolled left. Like, he was running around the pocket. They were trying to show the athleticism.
Yeah.
But with Mac Jones, it really wasn't much of that. It was just more of touch of the passes.
Well, and I would say in every single pass, at least the ones that we saw, looked great.
Yeah.
In stride, pinpoint accuracy, all that stuff.
No defenders.
But, yeah, again, they're in shorts, no defenders, and you've been practicing these same exact plays with the same receivers for the past month and a half.
Exactly.
And also, I would add,
it's rehearsed.
He's got two receivers that he's been practicing with for over 3 years.
It's all rehearsed.
So, okay, but again, same with Trevor Lawrence. So what is the difference? So, fine, yeah, he gets a higher grade because he's tall, he's athletic, he's the mold that you're looking for. He's got everything you want.
So let's go on the premise that this is going to be a boost now to Mac Jones when it comes to the draft day. We've got a couple of these mock drafts out there where these so-called draft experts have four quarterbacks going 1, 2, 3, and 4, or five quarterbacks going no deeper than 8 or 9. If that is the case, and that these teams look at it and say, we've got to grab Lawrence, we've got to grab Zach Wilson, we got to get Lance, and now suddenly Fields and Mac Jones are in the thing, what chance does Bill Belichick have of moving up from 15? And what the hell are you going to have to give up to move up from 15 now to move up to 5, to 4?
See, and I would even say this. So,
please.
Tom Brady ran a what? Drew Bledsoe ran a what?
Brady had to be a 5.
I mean, Matt Ryan ran something. A what?
Yeah, but you could argue that the game's different right now.
Yeah, that's the argument.
The game is different now, Christian.
No, but the game is different. But yeah, what I'm looking at with these numbers kind of is amazing to me. I didn't think he'd be anywhere close to Josh Allen's 40 time. I didn't think he was technically, just by looking at numbers, a better athlete than, say, Baker Mayfield. You know what I mean? I didn't.
Sam Darnold went to USC and didn't have nearly the talent. Had good talent now. Let's not act like he didn't have good players around him. And this guy gets drafted in the first round. If you're using the lowest comp imaginable and it's Sam Darnold, I would say take Mac Jones in the first round. I don't think any of these guys are wrong. I think all Mac Jones is doing right now is helping his case. Well, he may go ahead of a Trey Lance.
I think Bill
he may
was
go
like,
ahead of a Justin Fields.
Yeah, don't run. Don't do verticals. Don't do any of that stuff. We're going to bring you in privately. Don't let anybody know.
You can't bring him in privately.
but you guys
got to sit there and do chalkboard stuff like on via Zoom.
But we all know how this works. Once there's a run on quarterbacks, they're all going to be scooped up. That's what'll happen. And so we already know Lawrence is going number one. Most people believe that Zach Wilson is going to be number two, right, to the Jets, or the Jets are going to trade that pick to a team that wants Zach Wilson. And then many people think that the Broncos, they're in the market for a quarterback. Number three, Trey Lance, and then you got the Falcons. So what would Bill Belichick have to do now if these quarterbacks go that quickly? It's not like you're moving up from 15 to 10 or 15 to 11 or even 15 to 8 or 9. You might have to move up to get your guy now at 3, 4, or 5.
I tell you what, he's grown on me.
Oh,
he is. He's grown on me a little bit. A little bit. I mean, listen.
You fall in love so easily.
No. He's grown because one of my issues were just his ability.
Well,
like,
a lot of issues.
He's got no athletic ability. He can't run. Okay, so fine. So he's not Justin Herbert, who had a 36-inch vert. Mac Jones had a 32-inch vert.
Fast, too.
And he ran a 4.68, which is closer to a 4.7, let's be honest, okay? It's closer to a 4.7. You get 4.68, and people go,
sounds
oh, my God,
better.
You're 4.6. It
sounds better.
Right. It really isn't. He's basically a 4.7.
Well, then he's basically a 4.8.
Fine. I mean, they're, but it's, I don't need my quarterback to run a 4.4 or 4.5. Like, Lamar Jackson's do not come around.
No, I'll say, I expected his 40, if he ran it, you know, would be close to 5.
Yeah, me too.
I just think I thought he was going to be like a slug.
Yeah.
I didn't think he'd be a guy that run. Now, you tell me, because these guys, is there a difference between running at the combine and running a pro day? Is Atlanta juicing up the gun? I mean, Alabama?
No. They just run it on the turf. It's probably slower. Actually, no, it's about the same. They all have the same turf. Indianapolis is on turf. It used to be Indy being on turf. You would run 40s faster because you could put on sprinting shoes. Now they made it to field turf where everybody in college, nobody has old school turf anymore. They all have field turf, and you're wearing cleats.
Mm.
You know, they're like those speed TD cleats, but they're still better than, you know, the old school heavy tennis shoes guys used to wear.
All right, so you believe that he helped his stock here today, right?
Oh, yeah, don't you?
Okay, so if he did, yes.
Well, don't you look at him differently
yes.
now?
Yes. So yeah. if he did, you really believe Bill Belichick is going to be able to move up from 15 to get up to 3 or 4 or
I don't know. If, I don't 3 or 4, that's you're talking the elite guys. Like you top 5? No. I don't think he's a top 10 guy. But I think he could fall unless some – listen, teams do things stupid all the time. They get caught up in it. They get nervous. They panic. And then they end up just, you know, selling, you know, the next 2 years of draft picks
exactly.
because they're fearful.
That's what I think you're going to get.
But I do think it adds –
And that he's creating that atmosphere now.
Because I'm not so sure going into this, you know, that you know, there was a guarantee he was going to go, Mac Jones, you know, was going to go that high, that maybe he would have been there for you. You know, and now it just sort of adds, okay, maybe he skips Trey Lance. Maybe now it's Trey Lance who's sitting there for you. You know, so you talk about 5 quarterbacks. Can you get to the point where 4 are taken before you? And it's easy to go from, you know, 15 to 12 or 15 to 10 than having to go to 4, 5, or 6 to get one of the 4. You know, if there's 5 guys there now, that betters your chance, doesn't it?
Sam Darnold was the 3rd pick in the draft?
Yes.
The 3rd pick in the draft.
Yes.
Can we at least say that's an accurate comp? Arm strength, you know, athletic ability, speed, coordination, you name it. I would say that would be an equivalent. You're not going to compare him to Justin Herbert or Joe Burrow, but Sam Darnold is an easy comp. Hey, Mike, Sam Darnold went, I don't remember how many quarterbacks were in that year, but Sam Darnold went 3rd. 3rd to the Jets.
So I think the only chance you have, Lou, of Bill Belichick getting a quarterback in that first round is if one of those guys drops to 15. Then if he's faced with his pick at 15 and one of these 5 quarterbacks are on the board and it happens to be one who he does like, you have a shot there. I just don't see him moving up right now. We're weeks away from this thing, and a lot can change between now and the end of April. But if it remains the same, the way some of these Mel Kiper will join us tomorrow, by the way, at 5 o'clock, we'll get his take on all of this. It sounds to me like these quarterbacks are going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5's not going to be 4 behind.
I wonder, given like some of this pro day that he just had, if Mel still has him there at 15.
Yeah.
Because his latest one came out, was it today?
Yeah.
Today. And he had today's draft. He put one out there today that had the Patriots taking him at 15. And I'm wondering, hearing from Mel tomorrow, basically tomorrow at this time,
yep,
at 5 o'clock, if he now feels like in order to get him because of this pro day, you got to trade up to get him. I wonder how much impact he feels this pro day has. Because my guess is it has a lot. He just showed more athleticism than I think most people thought.
And I also think what's happening with quarterbacks elsewhere is changing teams' perspective on all of this. And, you know, Russell Wilson's not going anywhere, it seems. And now Deshaun Watson is not going anywhere. By the way, since we started this hour at 5 o'clock, 2 more civil lawsuits have been filed against Deshaun Watson. The total is now up to 16. Up to 16. And he's Dunsky right now, at least for a while. At least for a while. What else are you going to do with Deshaun Watson? And I wanted him here. There is no freaking way the Patriots can work out a deal, even if Houston wants to work out a deal. What team would work out a deal right now with the possibility that you may be looking ahead at 24, 25, 26? lawsuits face every single day.
You know what you should do? You should probably just kind of cross him off your list.
I have. He's off.
Cross him
list.
Off your
off.
Cross him off your realistic wish list of the 2021 offseason because nobody exists anymore.
You know what the crazy thing is like, you know, Deshaun Watson's now with 16 lawsuits against him, civil lawsuits against him. And apparently there's like another 8 or 9, 10, whatever,
pending?
Still out there, pending, whatever, right?
Yes.
And the talk about it is that he's now untradeable because of this. I feel like there's not enough talk about what he actually did or what he's being accused of. You know, it's like, oh, now he's untradeable. And I don't know, it's almost like we've talking about more about him being traded and wanting out of Houston. We all felt bad for him. Everybody wanted to be traded. Now we find out what he's doing here. And people can still think it's a money grab, but you could think that after 1, 2, or 3, but we're at 24 at this point. It's quite obvious that this guy is a habit. This guy, one of them called him like a predator, whatever. I don't know. He's got some fetish. He's got some fantasy about, you know, starting something in a massage, you know, introducing himself to women in Facebook, trying to get a massage from random women, and the exact same thing happens over and over again. But the talk is basically whether he's tradable or not or he's going to go. They're not focusing on what the hell this guy might be freaking nuts.
It's a good point because it's not being talked enough, and you see it with ESPN. They're walking that tightrope, a delicate balance here. They're bringing up the story, but you're right, Lou. They're not getting into it. And again, it maybe because it's a civil lawsuits and not criminal. I think it would be different if it were criminal, but it might turn out to be criminal.
Wait, but didn't they do that? I mean, this is just a discussion about what stories, you know, these platforms choose to discuss as opposed to others. And I would say Antonio Brown, civil cases, right? Theirs weren't criminal cases. You talk about him every single day.
One was a criminal
I know, case, but there was a lot of civil issues with him, civil cases with him. I mean, but the reality is that Antonio Brown was not beloved. Antonio Brown was not this holier than thou social justice, you know, getting in front of it, you know, doing good deeds like Deshaun Watson has an impeccable reputation, earned, I would say definitely earned. And he just doesn't get criticized at all. Or maybe it's just because let's wait till all the facts come out, which is could be fair also.
I agree with you. The way people talk about Antonio Brown compared to the way they talk about this guy. With Antonio, you got to admit, though, there was a little bit more. I mean, there was some of those texts that came out, some of those emails or face Instagram things, and where he was kind of like bringing up the girls, the kids. I think
that was after when he was here, but right. Even before that.
Yeah, but there was, I think when he was here is when kind of everything came out.
He was responding to stuff, Christian, and the theatrics that he also included. He was constantly doing videos and stuff like that. We haven't seen anything or heard anything from Deshaun Watson. Matter of fact, we should be hearing something any day now, right? And that's where you might start seeing it. How does he react to this? It's not like there's one or two, and you can sit there and you can dismiss it easily and say, they're making it up. These two women are making it up. Now we've got 16, and who knows how many more in the days to come. How do you respond to 16 women who claim that you pretty much did the same thing to each one of them? How do you do that?
We do have a response from Rusty Harden, who is the defense lawyer for
Deshaun Watson.
Is that
a real
Deshaun
name?
That's a real name.
Correct.
Yeah.
He said, I believe that any allegation that Deshaun forced a woman to commit a sexual act is completely false. And in the one case in which we have been able to identify a plaintiff, we have strong evidence showing that the allegation is false. In January of this year, a woman attempted to blackmail Deshaun by demanding $30,000 in exchange for, quote, indefinite silence about what she stated was a consensual encounter. It is our belief that this woman is the plaintiff in this case number listed below. This calls into question the legitimacy of the other cases as well.
He is our starting quarterback. Things happen between now and then.
That's right, David Culley. So it sounds to me, Tyler, that the lawyer is basically saying that the 16 that come forward, our case is going to be it was consensual.
That's their stance.
But don't you need more than say, like, one of them? We got proof against one of them. That means the other 15 are lying too?
Right.
Like, that's kind of like a tough sell, isn't it?
Yeah, but doesn't he have to play it that way, that they were consensual?
Oh, he has to play it that way.
Yeah, he can't sit there and deny that it never happened. He can't do that. So he'll come up with the alibi that, you know, it was all consensual. Each one of those women, yes. You know, she was good looking, and, you know, we found a connection. and he's going to do all of that stuff. I think that's the only way he can deal with it. There are too many women in this case now. It's not like one person or two people where he can sit there and totally deny it.
What are the odds of every single one being bogus?
Not
every
great.
Every single one. I mean, talk about a hell of a movie.
I would tell you that. Bogus. Right? Be a hell of a movie.
I mean, one that's bogus. Yeah. Okay, that's not hard to believe. But 16?
Taking advantage of the situation. Oh, I'm gonna get in on this also. I don't know. Like it's just.
But like I said, the discussion around it isn't that this guy could just be crazy lunatic. It's that now he's untradeable. You know, so it's like we don't even what's going on behind the scenes. It's always about football. And I you know, if you take that angle of it, and Deshaun Watson is untradeable, which we say he's untradeable. I think the reality sets in more and more that Cam Newton's your quarterback, especially with this from Ian Rappaport. Marcus Mariota expected to sign a reworked contract with Vegas. He's going to get a one-year deal worth $3.5 million, a chance to make up to $8 million. So Marcus Mariota's staying in Vegas. You're hoping for, we were talking about some crazy three-way with Tua, possibly, right?
Ooh, yeah.
Not Deshaun. This crazy three-way with Deshaun that involved Tua possibly finding a way to New England. You know, maybe he goes to San Fran. They upgrade quarterback. Jimmy Garoppolo comes here. I feel like you can start crossing off everybody, and then the reality sort of sets in, Patriot fans, that this is your quarterback room.
So here's the list that we had.
Right?
I'll give you the cross.
That's your quarterback. That's your quarterback.
I got to learn to love that.
I'm not there yet.
That's your quarterback.
Carson Wentz off the board. Matthew Stafford off the board. Jacoby Brissett off the board. Andy Dalton, $10 million.
Off the board, though.
Off the board. Tyrod Taylor, off the board. Your guy, Jameis Winston, off the board. Ryan Fitzpatrick, off the board. Lou's guy, Mitchell Trubisky, off the board.
Here you go.
All right. Marcus Mariota, he agreed to that deal, as Lou just said. So apparently his agent must have reached out to other teams and said, hey, you want Marcus? You can get him now at a pretty good deal. Nope, we're not interested. And I would guess they called the Patriots as well. Not interested. Deshaun Watson, I think you're right, off the table. He's probably going to go on the commissioner's exempt list. The good thing for him, he's probably going to get paid the $10.5 million this year that the Houston Texans owe him. I doubt whether he's going to play. Because this thing is going to be in everybody's face every single day with a new story and more details.
Yeah.
So
the options is gone.
Sam Darnold, do we still have him on the board?
No, he's off the board.
Jimmy Garoppolo, I agree. All of the doors are closing now for the 49ers, so he's off the board. Gardner Minshew, who a lot of people like. You liked him, Lou. I would say there's no way Jacksonville is trading him away. He's cheap.
And neither is Tua.
He can play. And Tua's not going
anywhere.
So here
we are now. We're at we're talking about seven stages of grief before.
Yeah.
Because I think we'll start with phase one, shock. Cam Newton re-signed.
Yep.
Shock.
Yeah.
Then
yep.
I believe there was a ton of denial. And I still believe there is still a ton of denial.
I'm still there. I'm still there.
But we need to skip all the way to seven and get to acceptance.
Glenn is still on stage two.
I'm not moving.
Yeah.
I'm slow. I'm fat and slow. Yeah. No, I'm staying right
there. I tell
you
what, though. I think I went straight from denial, and I think I skipped all the other stages and went to acceptance.
See, I went from shock to acceptance right away. Said, this is starting quarterback. Now, you guys were in denial for a few days. But I think you're starting to... Christian, you're definitely in acceptance.
I am in acceptance.
Glenn's still in denial. Because, Glenn, you should be in denial because, remember, because I won't forget, remember you said this.
If this is the case that he's the starting quarterback and that's what they're going, then I like Curran and pulling the plug on Bill Belichick.
Take
him away from any offensive weapons. He's not responsible.
Pull the plug.
I think he overpaid Trent Brown. You ready for this? He overpaid
Pull
Trent
the plug.
Brown. What the hell are you doing, Bill? Overpaying Trent Brown? Give me a break here. Please. What are we doing? What's going on? I'm in denial. I still don't believe it. I did watch the video yesterday, like 20 minutes of it, of Jarrett Stidham in the Southern California
Steinem.
little workout they had. I tell you what, Stidham looked good. He looked real good. I'm desperate right now. I just can't see how you spend $250 million, and you look at Cam Newton, and you know what he is and what he isn't, and you suddenly think you put these new weapons in, and he's going to be that much better. The weapons, were they a problem for Cam? Yeah, he'll be better, but how much better? What is the goal here? What are we trying to accomplish? What are we trying to do? And I'm even more pessimistic when I look at all of these draft experts right now who claim that the five quarterbacks are going to be off the board in the first 5, 6, 7 picks. which is going to make it even more difficult. All right, we got interesting things going on behind the scenes with the Boston Celtics. There seems to be some people who are disgruntled. We will get to all of that coming up next right here on OMF.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
All right, we are 2 days away from the NBA trading deadline. Is Trader Danny, is he going to do anything on the trading deadline? I'm not sure he's going to do anything big, though. There's a lot of smoke out there. A lot of people think the Celtics may be in line to do something big. Aaron Gordon? LaMarcus Aldridge? Why? I don't know.
I don't want Aldridge.
I don't know. I don't understand what we're doing here. Except that we're starting to get a little bit of information from behind the scenes, and it might give us a little bit of evidence as to what Danny might be doing on Thursday. So let's take you to Kevin O'Connor and Chris Vernon of The Ringer and their podcast. And Chris Vernon brings up the point that they have an issue right now with one Tristan Thompson.
The level of, and I'm going to make up a word, outness on Tristan Thompson is unbelievable. Like they've got to get rid of him.
What do you mean by that? Like what made you feel that?
I feel like that has been a disaster. He is resented.
Is it something you heard? He's resented.
Yeah. Well, okay. Look, you know he's in the safety protocols again?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, like nothing gets reported on this. From what I was told, he won't stop going out. So he just goes out and then of course he's breaking the protocols. And so because he's not like testing positive for this stuff, right? You're not getting the contact tracing and all the stuff that goes along with this. He wasn't playing last night. He hadn't played like the last four games or whatever. I mean, and that has not, he doesn't want to play. Obviously, when you've got that as another veteran that you've brought in to help Robert Williams and help these guys and help this. I mean, it's just not like that's a word on the street regarding because is that the smart thing is problematic and that the Tristan Thompson thing has just been wits end stuff.
So if he's right about this, this is a major problem in that Tristan Thompson was brought here to be one of the adults in the room.
He can't stop going out.
Right.
That's a good
thing. So he doesn't have COVID, but he's always on these COVID protocols, and he's missing time because he doesn't give a rat's ass, and he's going out all the time.
He wants to be home with one of the, who is it, Courtney? Chloe? Which one is he dating?
It's Chloe.
Is he dating Chloe? It's all three, huh?
I don't know.
That's what it is. She's totally different now, Chloe.
She had about $1 million worth of work on her
face. Yeah, so this guy, and he's first said he's resented in the locker room, and I would think he would be. I mean, because if you're a player and you are doing all the things and you aren't going out, I'm sure you'd like to go out. You'd like to do what he's doing. Going out at night or not caring, but you don't because you're responsible, you're a professional, and you owe it to the guys on your team not to be taken out of the lineup. And you see this guy just not caring about protocols and just going out and missing four games at a time because of you can't control yourself?
So if this is true, and my guess is since he's been out for a while, they're probably going back to him and saying you can't keep on going out, and he keeps on defying them. If that's the case, and you're Danny Ainge, Tristan Thompson probably, again, with a contender. They may be interested in him. That's the guy most likely to be dealt on Thursday.
I mean, this same guy said this, I think, what, 2-3 weeks ago?
We just got to hold each other accountable, and we just got to keep coaching each other. At the end of the day, you know, coaches can do so much, but I'm a firm believer where, you know, the five guys on the court got to coach each other and hold each other accountable because, you know, the coach is looking at the game from a different lens. But for us as players, we're all out there, and, you know, when we're in a defensive stand, we can all see.
So is this a guy that started off doing the right thing but has basically thrown the towel in?
He might. Just look around.
I'm just done. Listen, we're
well, you guys know. You've been on teams before. When you know you can't win the whole thing, right, you have a different attitude, especially if the goal was, and most teams' goal is to win the whole thing. You're sitting there going, we can't do this.
Well, now what you want is Tristan Thompson to be traded, and someone ask him, so what do you think about your Boston experience? And then you might really find out what's going on.
It's about time that we kind of light a fire under each other's ass.
But I am curious because was that Chris Vernon that was speaking?
That was, yes.
To Kevin O'Connor with him?
Yes, they do.
Because he did say that between Tristan Thompson and this Marcus Smart thing, or the Smart thing? What's that about?
So he talks about Marcus Smart and the trade rumors and how they're affecting the team.
One person opined to me that the Smart thing is a problem, that he knows. And when you've got a guy that has been that important to the organization, and when you've got a guy that matters so much to the team morale.
And by Smart thing, you mean the trade rumors that are happening around the league right now.
Yeah, it's okay. Every day. And he knows he's being traded, or he thinks he's being traded. And you know, that's tough. You know what I mean? Like now all of a sudden you're walking around. It's you know, you feel weird all the time. And like, it's just, you just can't be totally engaged all the time when you're sitting there checking your phone, wondering if your agent's telling you where you're going next. Like that is not, it's not some kind of big secret. Everybody's been talking about it. It's out there. I'm sure he spends his days worrying about it. And so when you've got a guy that's been that important within that organization, and whether you like him as a player or not, you know he's been a heart and soul type player, and he is a leader amongst those guys on that team.
So I would say this, and you guys have been athletes in this game. A lot of times the questions media ask around the trading deadline is things like that. And I've heard it asked the last couple of days to these guys. Is there concern in the locker room about the trade? No, we don't worry about stuff like that. All we do is we go out and play. They're lying to you because it's their own personal life. They've got families. They're going to have to pick up and leave. They've got their wife, girlfriend, or whatever when they come home at night saying, what's going on? Are we going to be here? Are we going to be out of here? It does cause turmoil when you get to the trading deadline.
But don't you think it's also, if I'm hearing him correctly, it's almost like the rest of the guys on the roster, it's almost like, how dare you? Like, how dare you?
Trade him?
How dare you? Like, I feel like, are they that protective of him? Because that's what it sounds like to me. I can't believe.
Well, he's the alpha dog. Remember that. He's the alpha dog.
And that's my point. So they're going to say, well, how out of all the players, that's the one guy. If we lost Marcus, we'd be lost. That's the one guy. Well, I know we're not this. I know we're not that. But you can't. If you listen, we're basically punting on the season. That's what I hear.
And the answer to that is, if you're Danny Ainge and you're Brad Stevens, you need Jason Tatum to grow up. You need him to become that leader.
Again, but then if you're that then you're forcing the issue. You're saying, you're basically kicking him out of the house and say, go find a job. Become a man. We don't have time to wait. That's what it feels like. But okay, also, you're taking away his mentor.
I remember, too, when this team, really, when they lost, like, Detroit and Washington, and it was like, remember that stretch where they lost all these awful teams in, like, one weekend? And you had Wick on the radio, you had Danny on the radio, you had the owner, the GM, the coach, everybody's, like, calling these players out because of the effort and everything else. They're not playing up to their abilities. Mike Gorman, for God's sakes, was ripping them.
Yeah, he was.
And I remember thinking, man, these guys are so young, they don't even know how to react to that. Like, okay, whatever. They don't even know how to react to it. So going out and trading a guy like Marcus Smart might be their first moment in pro sports where they realize, hey, this is what happens. You don't play well under, you know, below expectations. Marcus Smart gets traded. And he's getting traded because you guys can't figure it out. And if you don't turn it around, your coach that you like, he's going to get fired. Like, sometimes I think you're pro sports and you need like a little awakening because you don't realize really how it works. If you're not playing well, changes are made. So, you know, you got this leader on your team. We're not playing well. We need to make changes. We're trading Marcus Smart.
You know what it feels like?
Open their eyes.
To kind of try to give it a comparison, Lawyer Malloy, that's what I'm hearing from this team. Like, I was new to the team after they won the first Super Bowl and never played against Lawyer Malloy, didn't know Lawyer Malloy. But the impact he had on the team was Marcus Smart-esque. So when he was traded before the season started, there was almost an inner revolt, almost to the point that we almost just lost the game on purpose. Not we didn't try to lose, but we were so discombobulated and
you
so
lost
taken 31 back.
31-0.
31-0.
Right. 31-0.
It was embarrassing. It was like, yes. What the hell just happened?
Oh, it was an embarrassing
game.
I don't think any of you wanted to play.
And then he was in our locker room. Like, he was in our locker room.
That's right.
And then we're in Buffalo, and he's in our locker room.
Right.
Like, this doesn't make sense. So that's what it sounds like to me. I feel like Marcus Smart has that Lawyer Malloy kind of like, feel to it. If what they're saying is correct.
Yeah. No, I think it's a good point if that's what's going on right now. But I do believe that they are too young, they are immature, and they are naive. And I know people constantly talk about Jaylen Brown and, you know, how smart he is and how he handles stuff, and I agree with all of that. Yet I hear him after these games, and I hear a guy that I'm not sure he gets the predicament that they're in right now. So in that same podcast on The Ringer, Kevin O'Connor brought up what he believes is also contributing to the Celtics' chemistry issues.
With the COVID protocols, some NBA locker rooms are big enough to accommodate an entire team by meeting the requirements of keeping players six players apart before games. Some locker rooms are small, where, you know, some players have to be in the main locker room, others have to be in a makeshift one in order to keep players separated. And the Celtics' locker room at home is split into two. You have the veteran players in the main locker room, a lot of the younger players in the makeshift locker room to meet the COVID protocols. And there's like a literal divide.
Wow.
Like a literal distance divide.
Yeah.
But also like that has kind of created a lack of chemistry.
Well, I think what it does is we've said this before coming out of these meetings, you know, like it all sounds good, but when those veterans go back in their locker room, they're talking to each other saying, that other locker room, that ain't enough.
Naismith, Poirier.
Like, there ain't enough. A bunch of kids in the other locker room that don't know what you're even talking about, Marcus. Like, because it's not their fault. They're just so green. And us, in our locker room, we kind of know what we need to do, but we don't have enough. We don't have enough help. So it does. It probably creates a divide with, like, the vets and the rooks.
I'm sure it does. On the other hand, and I don't know which teams are separating the locker rooms and which ones are all unified into one, but I'm watching teams like Utah and Phoenix playing well and a lot Brooklyn, and there are a bunch of teams out there, Philadelphia playing well. I don't believe the locker room there is that big. So there are a lot of teams that are playing well. They're making excuses for all of this. And I'm not saying that they're not talking like that, but they're making excuses. And you can't fix it at the trading deadline by going out and getting Aaron Gordon or getting LaMarcus Aldridge or somebody like that. That is not going to fix it. It is more likely, if any of this stuff is true, that Tristan Thompson is out the door. They unload him. They're going to look at it and say, you know what? More playing time for Rob Williams. He can play a lot more minutes now.
Sure.
And we'll play him more. We can get rid of Tristan Thompson. He's not doing us any good, because now what you have to worry about is making sure that you get all of the other younger guys on board for next season. That's what you have to do.
Hmm.
And to me, I think that's what's going to happen. We'll see on Thursday. Maybe I'm going to be totally wrong in this one. I just don't think Danny's going to make
a couple days that, away. We're
that,
in the red
that,
zone.
That major trade out there. All right. Are you a new Patriots receiver or tight end? We have good news for you. We have just the vacation destination. Plus, Lou choked on his coffee. Nobody noticed. It's not that we didn't want to come to his rescue. We just didn't notice. And did one of the producers poop their pants on a date?
Wait, what?
It's all coming up. Last call. Hi, Mutt.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Time now for Last Call.
See you later.
I'm done.
And it's been a blast.
I think the show has been a lot of fun.
I mean, I'm letting you go.
No, I'll let it go.
I'm letting you go.
Last Call.
I'm not thrilled about the end of it.
Our very, very best. You know, we've saved for last.
Heads down, not stretch my thumb.
Where'd you get a f***ing in?
Thanks for the ride, everybody. I'll see you around the block.
Bye-bye.
Now, it's Last Call on Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier.
All brought to you by Cars for Kids. The easy way to donate your car, donate today. Car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-4-KIDS. Well, the Patriots Tourism Board has a wonderful opportunity for all the new Patriots receivers and tight ends.
Looking for a sunny escape with your football friends? Want to get some early reps before the season begins? Then pack your bags and head to beautiful Pats West. At Pats West, you'll meet your new teammates, make a positive Patriots impression, and above all, have a chance to catch meaningless passes and develop chemistry with...
Jarrett Steinem.
All while looking good for the gram. After a long day of hauling in balls from...
Jarrett Steinem.
You and your new teammates will head back to a beautiful SoCal retreat for a pizza party for more bonding and Instagram fun, thanks to
Jarrett Steinem
and his lovely influencer wife, Kennedy. And get a great receiving rapport going with
Jarrett Stedman
and friends at beautiful Pats West today.
By the way, I saw the Cam Newton showed up out there at Pats West.
Oh, he just, there you go. You know what? FOMO.
Oh, he's a new starting quarterback, so why wouldn't he show
what,
up?
Didn't I thought that he was going to have, wasn't it Kendrick Bourne who said that he was going to go see him in Atlanta? So, like, he's going to go back and forth?
He said he was going to do a camp with him in Atlanta.
Cam had a little bit of FOMO, didn't want to lose his position as the man, so he showed up. You know, but he can't eat pizza.
They did pizza last night.
Yeah, they did pizza. Right? No pizza party for Cam.
Not even vegetarian pizza? No, they don't.
Is it a vegan? Is vegan pizza, like, allowed? I don't even know what a vegan pizza is.
I don't think it's possible.
What is it made out of, nuts and berries?
I don't think it's possible. Can't do that.
Is it? What is a vegan pizza? Cauliflower crust he can have.
Vegan.
So earlier today, Lou had a slight problem with a cup of coffee that he Well, he had some issues, and I missed it entirely.
First, you look at him. I don't think he ever has.
He has a baby face.
Never, ever. Never
shaved. I don't think he has hair anywhere.
I think you have a better chance. I think you have a better chance of Jarrett Stidham improving from a year ago than you do Cam Newton.
I'm sorry. I just spit my coffee.
Are you okay now?
Yeah, I looked back up and just lost it. Okay, I'll clean it
Matt
up.
Jones.
I'll clean it up there in a break.
I can't get excited about Matt Jones. Can either one of you guys get excited about Matt Jones?
I love how Glenn is like trying to like
powered through.
Yeah,
somebody's got to continue on the show.
We were talking about Mac Jones, by the way, who was on TV, and he looks like he's 10.
He looks like, honest to God, I don't think he's ever shaven his face.
It doesn't. Yeah, he looks like there's no stubble usually.
Nothing.
Maybe he's one of those late bloomers. That's why I said doesn't look like he has hair anywhere. And just,
well, somebody had to plow on and continue the show. You may remember this happened when Greg, and you have a lot of similarities to Greg there, Lou. He choked on his coffee, and look at Wiggy took over.
See? I like that, yeah. No, but it just sort of hit me after he said that. That's all right. Oh, go.
That's what happens eventually, right?
Yeah.
If you get work done,
get the nip in the tuck.
Eventually, the rest of it.
Oh, my goodness.
I can't wait for that video.
No, what just happened?
You're not lying.
Wow. Right? Oh, he looks completely different.
Danny looks like he put on some weight.
What the heck just happened? Oh, what is going on?
I think my coffee went down the wrong tube.
Did you inhale your spit? Will you hand me the other plexiglass divider? I'm putting it up.
Let the record show that Greg was just dying and he continued talking the entire time.
Do you know that people, there are a significant amount of cases in this country every year where people die from choking on their own spit?
There are. What is it, 7 or 8 cases a year?
That's what nearly just happened to me.
And Danielle, you're 100% right. They don't even look like Dane Cook.
Right.
Wow.
No, you almost lost me.
They just continued. They didn't even care.
No, I'll give it to you, though, Lou. You were smart. You had good mic technique. You backed off the microphone so that maybe you could hide it a little bit. I mean, Greg couldn't do that. I mean,
Glenn,
seasoned professional, and he's, like, all over the microphone with it.
Yeah, Glenn, a true professional. I don't think you knew what was going on. I think you completely missed the joke.
Well, no, because he was over.
No, he couldn't see us.
Couldn't see us, Greg.
I didn't see him with the coffee. I heard the joke. The joke was
funny.
If you're in junior high.
Which we are.
I mean, did you not just hear that exchange?
So have you heard this story, by the way, guys? We have a producer at WEEI, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
It was out on a date over the weekend, and apparently he pooped his pants.
What?
Pooped himself. Ryan, was it you?
No, it was not me.
Tyler.
Wasn't me.
You?
You think we're dating?
Oh, wait. Are we playing sound for this or just talking about it?
Oh, no. We got sound of this.
Oh, okay.
Who was it, guys?
It was
Rat-a-mow.
The producer, John Anderson.
So John Anderson. Let's hear it.
It is warm weather season. You know what that means? Date season for us younger gentlemen.
Oh, yeah. You've got a lot of dates, John.
I don't really know how to say this, but so I'm just going to say it. Saturday, I had one, and I had an accident in my pants in the middle of it. And I'm not doing a radio bit. I 100%. I could go home and take a picture of the episode.
Well, wait a minute,
what is wrong with you?
Hold on.
Why would you tell anybody
this? Hang on.
He told me the story, and I said, you have to say it on the air.
I
have to do it.
There's a certain number you can call, I think.
But are we talking about a bottom mess?
It's a number two. A number two accident here.
Or a front.
What?
Or a front mess because you were just happy to be around a lady.
No. Not that kind of mess.
Definitely wasn't that.
We're talking like he had too much fiber kind of mess.
Oh. I feel like this is karma for you making fun of Wendy Williams, who had an unfortunate butt fart combo.
Because I am the only one on this show who made fun of Wendy Williams.
No, you're the only one who took a two in his pants on a date. That's what happened.
It was very unfortunate. I had to game face it for about 45 minutes.
45 minutes? How did she not know?
Outdoors and then windows down in the car. So I finally made it home, and I was trying to be courteous to my roommates, and I said, hey, guys, I need to take a shower. Do you need to use the bathroom first? And they both did, and it was the longest 5 minutes of my life.
I need to take a two-hour shower.
I was going to say, whether it was a fronter, I thought you'd maybe need to go to Hand Central Station before you go out on your next date, if you know what I mean.
I like John Anderson.
Yeah, we really
do. He's a really good guy. Can I just ask you guys, he sounded like he was proud of it. As opposed to being embarrassed.
I don't know, you guys.
He was proud of it?
I wanted more. Like, so what happened?
What was her reaction?
They saved that for the end of their show yesterday.
I'm just like, so what did you do? Did you go into the bathroom? Did you have crap all over your underwear? What did you do?
Based on that audio,
after that or what?
It sounds like the date continued for another 45 minutes. And
just sitting in your
Johnny,
crap?
Some advice. She knew
There's no way she didn't know.
What degree are we talking? Like a little, just a little, you know, a little, little bit, like, you know, a little
what
tracks here. Are we
what
talking
were they
like
eating
a,
at the restaurant?
Well, if you got to go and shower afterwards, I don't think it's just a little something.
It was a mudslide down his leg.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Mudslide? Well, you've sharted before, where it's kind of like.
All the time.
Yeah, so it's...
Sometimes I don't like to look at
it. Sounds like this was a running river, though. This one sounds bad.
But Lou's right. Was it... Can you kind of hide it, or was it so bad where you should just walked out? Like, there's a walk-up moment. So like, oh, I got to go change my pants. Just walk out of the
I would at least go to the bathroom and take my underwear off and throw them in the trash.
Yeah, see, that's what I wonder if he just looked at her and said, bye. And left.
Tell her you have COVID. He sounded just proud of it, though, didn't he? He sounded like he was, you know.
Well, I'm glad to hear it, though. Why would you even tell
the
story?
Here's the thing. These guys, your producers know, this is like every day he's like this behind the scenes. He's an absolute stomach disaster. He destroys these back rooms back here. He's disgusting.
You know what? Don't let him on your show.
He's
way too comfortable in the bathrooms. I agree with you.
After you tell us what you're going to get into tonight,
yep.
I'm going to give you an example of post-show etiquette.
There's only one rule for etiquette. Get the hell out of the studio.
Thank you.
Don't linger.
Tell that to
Don't
Gresh.
Glenn it. Don't Glenn it.
Don't
Jerry
it,
Callahan
don't,
it.
Yeah,
hey,
those
you guys
three.
See the story? It's unbelievable.
Friendly, oh, you guys should leave. Want me to leave your papers? Oh, look at these papers. I circled all the important stuff and I highlighted some lines.
You're already trying to run Gresh out of the station. Go ahead. What do you got tonight, Mike?
We got juicy Celtics rumors. You guys talked about it. I think this fills in a lot of questions, a lot of answers about questions I had about this team. And Fitzy will be here to tell me who the next Patriots quarterback is. So a busy night starts with juicy Celtics rumors.
Nice. All right, this hour of OMF. Go, Christian. This hour of OMF.
Bye,
by Northeast Men's Health. Go. Hurry up. With locations in Dedham next to Legacy Place and in Salem, New Hampshire, or online at northeastmenshealth.com. Mel Kiper will break down the draft for us tomorrow night at 5 o'clock. Matter of fact, he's going to be on numerous times between now and the draft. And remember, starting tomorrow, we'll give you the opportunity to win opening day Red Sox tickets. Have a great night, everybody. Back tomorrow at 2. We're out of here. Stay safe. Is it time to walk away? I done.